a poison to the soul. A Western psychologist once compared hatred to a corrosive acid, explaining that it often causes more damage to the container that holds it than to the intended target. This analogy perfectly captures the destructive nature of harboring hatred. When we nurture feelings of animosity and resentment, it is like igniting an internal fire that consumes us from within. Though we may intend to direct this harm toward others, the reality is that such efforts rarely succeed, leaving us with nothing but the burden of our own destructive emotions. The Quran warns against the dangers of harboring ill will towards others, urging us to instead seek peace and reconciliation. Do not let your enmity for others turn you away from justice. Deal justly. That is nearer to being God-fearing. Fear God. God is aware of all that you do. 5:8 Hatred is a punishing force, regardless of its outcome. As long as the desire for revenge persists, the person consumed by it suffers in the flames of their own vengeance. And even if they manage to succeed in harming their target, the satisfaction is fleeting, often replaced by a deep and enduring sense of guilt. This guilt arises because, in pursuing vengeance, they suppress their own humanity, only to be haunted by it once the heat of the moment fades. The conscience, though dormant during the act, eventually awakens, condemning the individual with an unrelenting inner voice. You have committed something abhorrent. Prophet Muhammad emphasized the importance of controlling such emotions, saying, "Do not be envious of one another, do not hate one another, do not turn your backs on one another, and be, O servants of God, brothers." Sahih Muslim, an attorney with extensive experience in criminal law, once noted that many of his clients were individuals accused of murder. Despite their initial resolve, these individuals almost invariably found themselves tormented by remorse after committing the crime. In the heat of the moment, they acted on their hatred, only to be plagued by profound regret later. This pattern is universal among those who commit such acts. None escape the clutches of guilt. After the crime, their heart transforms into a psychological prison, where they endure ongoing punishment for their actions. 18. This reality highlights a fundamental truth. Negative actions, particularly those driven by hatred, are ultimately self-inflicted wounds. The Prophet Muhammad warned of the dangers of such emotions, urging believers to let go of hatred and seek a higher path. Beware of hatred, for it is the razor. I do not say that it shaves hair, but that it shaves off the religion. Tirmidhi, the Quran offers a path out of this cycle, encouraging forgiveness and the pursuit of peace. Whoever pardons and amends will find his reward with God. He does not love the wrongdoers. 42:40 By choosing forgiveness and letting go of hatred, we not only protect ourselves from self-destruction but also align ourselves with the divine guidance that leads to true inner peace. The wise person recognizes that hatred serves no one, not the target, not the perpetrator, and not society at large. Instead, we are called to rise above such destructive emotions, cultivating love, compassion, and forgiveness in our hearts. The body's dirt is cleansed with water, while the soul's dirt is cleansed with tears.